The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What is going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 452. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Brett Murdoch.
What up?
And Brian Monjoma.
I've heard that Twitter goes by another name. It's called I Have No Opinion and I Must Scream.
Oh, no. Oh, man. All right. We don't know what's going on with Adam. He didn't give us a heads up. So, you know, maybe he passed out. You know, who knows? He's a tired man. He's still recuperating, obviously. All right. Also, we're not going to go too long tonight because I got some shit to do in the morning, some job stuff. So we're going to jump right into it, man. So, but thankfully, the gaming got delivered. We actually have baked in news. Two directs happened this week, basically, on the same day. You know?
Yep.
So we're going to talk about those. You know, in our usual throwdown style, we're going to go through every game announced and ridicule these things, as I normally like to do. So
I will say this. Both shows were unusually short.
That's good. You know? Keep people from, you know, committing suicide, how bored they are.
Prevent people from essentially just throwing up because of all the mediocrity.
Yeah. Now it's when I'm really going to be, because I was at work during both of these, so I missed both of them. So, but I did a cursory glance, I'm like, oh, wow. Especially the Nintendo one. I'm like, whoa, man.
The Nintendo one was fairly early in the morning.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was at 9 or something. I was like, whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then Sony, like, literally was happening as, like, I'm getting out of work and getting on the train and shit. So anyway, so I'm getting these off of IGN. So if they miss anything, blame them. Don't blame me. And I don't know if this is in the correct order or not. So whatever.
Okay.
Let's get into it. Paper Mario, the 1,000-year door HD announced.
Okay.
Is this like a remake of the original or a sequel? What is this?
This is it's a remake of the original one.
It was the original
HD or an HD one. Yeah.
So the original game was called 1,000-Year Door?
Yeah.
Okay. So there you go.
This is
a pattern I've noticed with this Nintendo Direct. A lot of remakes.
Well, the one thing about that one is the only reason why Paper Mario exists is because of the rights to Super Mario RPG. RPG. For a long time, it was very much, you know, controlled by Square.
Yeah.
And it evolved. In order for them to make new versions of it, they would have to make a deal with Square. So whatever they did, they fixed it. But, you know, for years it had been the other way around. So Paper Mario was essentially Mario RPG, but made directly by Nintendo as opposed to being made by Square like the previous one was.
Yeah.
Oh, and small correction. Paper Mario, the first game was on N64. This was the GameCube game.
Yes, this is the GameCube game, yes.
Yeah. Has anybody played the original 1,000-Year Door?
Nope.
I
heard good things, but never really played it.
Yeah. All right. Next up here, Mario versus Donkey Kong remake coming to Nintendo Switch.
So Mario versus Donkey Kong, wasn't that a DS game?
It says GBA right here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
The reveal trailer not only showed off gameplay, but so it's just like a remake, like different graphics, I'm guessing. Let me look at this shit. See, what is this? Whatever, I'm not watching this shit. All right.
I mean, just fast forward it to a couple of seconds.
No,
to
the
see
thing
it.
Is, when I click on the video, instead of playing the trailer, it starts the whole direct. IGN, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, God.
What the fuck is this? It just plays a whole direct. Oh, that's dumb.
I mean, if anything, you probably just go, if you want to really look at it, you just go to Nintendo's YouTube and they should have the trailer.
The same story. Donkey Kong steals like the mini Marios and Mario goes after him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a mashup of what Super Mario Brothers was and the original Donkey Kong. It's like just them sandwiched together with a flimsy plot of Donkey Kong stole his toys, so he has to get them back.
Yeah. All right. Moving on here. Next, F-099 announced, what is this? In a surprise twist, F-Zero made an appearance at the Nintendo Direct today. F-099 was announced. It is a battle. I can't even finish the rest of it. Battle Royale. Done. Don't care.
Well, hold on a second. Yeah, I thought Battle Royale, you had to act to fight. A race is a race. If you have 99 racers, it's just a bigger race. It's not a Battle Royale. They called it that. I'm like, so you're blowing up other cars? No, it's just F-Zero. Just racing.
It is a Battle Royale-style racing game that also supports the SNES wireless controller. Man, that's cool. That's stupid. My Battle Royale, you already lost me. Princess Peach Showtime. What the fuck is this?
A new game with Princess Peach.
Yeah. Nintendo previously announced that a new and the time untitled Princess Peach game was in the works. Today's Direct finally unveiled some gameplay along with a name for this new game focused on the Princess of the Mushroom, whatever.
Is Bowsette in it?
Okay, yeah, that description didn't tell me anything. Does this trailer have any gameplay? Oh, here, this is some gameplay.
I think so.
Yeah, I'm so, okay, you know, some sky-scrolly stuff, some third-person stuff. All right, I guess if you like Princess Peach, there you go. This is interesting. The first three Tomb Raider games are getting remastered. Now I'm gonna guess this is coming to other platforms as well. This is probably not relegated to just a Switch. That's pretty cool, you know. Tomb Raider, the first Tomb Raider, one of my favorite games of all time. Played the fuck out of that on Sega Saturn. But I never played any more Tomb Raider games until Underworld, I believe it was, because I didn't own a PlayStation, the original one, and all the Tomb Raiders were that. But yeah, that's cool. You know, I'm gonna guess that's coming to other platforms. So that's cool. Luigi's Mansion 2 HD is coming out next summer. Explain this one to me.
It's just Luigi's Mansion 2.
It's just a remake of Luigi's Mansion 2, the DS one.
So what?
Dark Moon.
So what was the last one? So what was the one on Switch? That was 3 then?
It was 3. Yeah, that was 3.
Okay, now it would all make sense. It shows you how much I know about Nintendo people.
Well, I mean, you know, you never really cared about the Luigi's Mansion game, so you wouldn't know much about it.
I didn't own the Nintendo system, you know.
No, I mean, yeah. Well, I think the last. Well, you didn't even have the
no. Wii, remember, so. From SNES till Switch, I didn't own anything in between. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that stuff. All right, let's see what else is here. Splatoon 3. Who cares? Prince of Persia. That's cool.
Yeah, that was being demoed at PAX.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago.
Yeah, no, it's a 2D one. Yeah.
That's cool. It looks cool.
Yeah, it looks cool.
I mean, the only thing I need to call people out on, man, like, why does every single black character have to have the Killmonger hair, though?
Yeah, right.
It was like, I know people were getting on it that they didn't have enough hair. I think Blessing did a video about it, but come on, man. Now everybody's gonna have Killmonger hair. Even friggin' Miles Morales got Killmonger hair now.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't realize Persians had Killmonger hair. All right. Super Mario RPG Remake gets a new trailer. All right, so you know if you like Super Mario,
let me look. Super Mario RPG was a pretty good one. It was for a Super Nintendo.
All right. Yeah. So if you're excited for that, there you go. Here we go. Game of the show. Trombone Champ.
the biggest meme the meme of all time, Trombone Champ.
Yeah.
It's the game you've been waiting for.
Yeah, there you go. The illest game of all time, people. You know? Let me read this. Trombone Champ, the goofy rhythm game where you use a trombone is finally coming to the Switch. Okay. Is this game actually like real? Like did it exist before?
Yeah, it did. It was for PC.
Oh, I had no idea. So there you go.
Yeah, it's pretty. To be honest, it sort of reminds me of the music thing that they made for Wii. You remember the dude playing drums?
Oh, Ravi Drums.
Yeah,
that was Wii music.
Yeah, it does. It reminds me of that. Just you know, it's embracing the badness of it.
Nice. That's cool. Dave the Diver. What in the fuck?
Dave the Diver.
Yeah, right. Let me look at this shit. Is it like a underwater game?
Your guess is as good as mine. Chris, did you see it?
I'm watching it now.
I have no idea.
I don't get it. I don't understand what I'm looking at.
If he's not diving into water, I don't know.
Yeah, no, he's right here. Yeah, he's underwater right now, and he's, I don't know. This is stupid. Move on. First look at Wave 6 of Mario 8, whatever, cares. Detective, yeah, Mario Kart 8, really? We're still doing this?
Yeah, man. Gotta get all the Nintendo characters in there.
Yeah, Detective Pikachu Returns gets new cinematic trailer. So if you like Detective Pikachu, there you go.
He's not being played by Ryan Reynolds, is he?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Probably a sound alike.
No, he sounds like he smokes 12 packs a day. Hey, if you listen to him talk. Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, I'm Pikachu.
He sounds like Kolchak the Night Stalker or something.
He sounds worse. Sounds like Dr. Girlfriend.
How's it going?
I love you, Pikachu. Oh, man. Some amiibo updates for Tears of the Kingdoms, Smash Ultimate, and Xenoblade Chronicles 3.
They got, what was it? They're making the Zelda one and the Ganon-ish one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ganon-ish.
All right, so there you go. Horizon Chase 2 is available on Switch. Apparently, this game was on PlayStation, PC, and Xbox. Had no idea it existed. I didn't know there was a Horizon Chase 1.
I was playing it on PS4. It was pretty good.
Was it? What kind of game is it?
Basically, it's Top Gear. Remember Top Gear?
The racing show? SNES?
The racing game.
Oh, racing.
Back on SNES and stuff. It's just that. It's just like big boy rad racer, basically.
Yeah. You know? Oh, okay.
It's fun. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Why is there third-person stuff going on now? Oh, no, I'm looking at something else. Another Code Recollection. What is this? Puzzle game? I don't know what the fuck that is. Moving on. Saga Emerald Beyond arrives next year. Okay.
Sega Emerald. I don't know.
I don't know what that is. Unicorn. I was about to say Unicron.
Unicron! Look!
Unicron.
You got Transformers on the brain.
Yeah. Unicron Overlord is a new tactics RPG. I said Unicron on purpose.
Unicron Overlord. That sounds awesome, by the way.
Yeah, it does. Unicron Overlord is a new tactics RPG from the developer behind 13 Sentinels. Let me look at what the fucking game is about.
Unicron and Sentinels, man?
Yeah, it's Unicron and Sentinels, man. That's my childhood right there, you know? Let me look at this Unicron game. Unicron! Oh, man.
Spare me your mockery of justice.
Oh, it looks nice. It kind of has a little bit of a Vanillaware vibe going on.
I think there is a new Vanillaware game. I think it might be that.
Right? Is that, did Vanilla make 13 Sentinels?
Is that the mech game?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's the mech JRPG. Yeah.
Yeah.
13 Sentinels came out like during the pandemic. It kind of crashed and burned. But a lot of people liked it though.
Yeah.
It's nice to see that Vanillaware is still around though.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's Vanillaware or not.
It really looks like
Atlas. That's the publisher. That is Vanillaware. There's their logo. Yep, it's Vanillaware. See, they have the distinctive style, man. Yep.
Yeah, they have that sort of painterly style.
Mm-hmm, it says right there, Atlas and Vanillaware. I knew that. Like, that stood out right away. Cool.
Yeah, it's nice to see that they're still making games because I feel like that 13 Sentinels game did so bad for them.
Yeah. Ayuden Chronicles. All right. WarioWare Move It. If you like WarioWare, there you go.
Wario.
Wah.
Is he not being played by Charles Martinet in that?
I don't know. Did he play Wario?
He played everybody.
Yeah, he was Wario. Yeah.
He played probably all the hatted characters.
I think they made an announcement he's officially kind of retired from the voices.
Yeah, they said
an ambassador or something.
He's an ambassador. Like, but even he doesn't know what the fuck that means. It means the window seat, bro. It's
the window seat.
I know. It just sounds like they just got tired of paying him, you know, SAG rates and just like, all right, we'll just get some guy that sounds like him.
No, but I bet what they'll do is they'll use him in the park stuff. In Super Nintendo World, they'll use him there. But for the games and stuff, he's done.
Hmm. And then the last go ahead, Manny.
I wonder if he retired from voice acting in general. Like, or if it's just
Mario stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe he's starting to sound like an old man.
Are you doing something with Mario right now, son?
Yo, man, what's up with Mario's voice? He sounded like a grandpa now.
Yeah, it's Mighty Nerd says 13 Sentinels sold 1 million. It was successful. So there you go. What's up, Carlos? What were you going to say?
I was going to say, like, it's like James Earl Jones when he's reprising Darth Vader. They don't need to put the breathing effects in.
Sure.
he sold the rights to his voice to Disney. So he's now AI.
Yeah.
So now he is truly a mechanical voice.
Yes. And the last thing listed here is the Nintendo Gallery Museum is still on track to be completed by March 2024. What the fuck is that?
The Gallery Museum?
Nintendo briefly shared an update on its project to convert an old plant in Kyoto into a museum celebrating its work and development history. In addition, in
the original plant that made Nintendo's, the original location, that was turned into like a fancy like Nintendo themed hotel. So I'm guessing they pretty much got a bigger plant, or they're pretty much transferred all of their stuff to China, and they're turning one of their plants into like a big old like memorabilia museum.
Yeah. All right. So that's all the Nintendo stuff. What were the highlights, if there were any?
VanillaWare game
VanillaWare game.
Maybe seeing Tomb Raider again, but I don't know.
Yeah, that was interesting, but yeah.
I forgot who owns the rights to Tomb Raider now. Isn't it like it's not the guys that own THQ now, right?
Embracer.
It's Embracer. Embracer. Oh yeah, something happened with them too. I think they're trying to sell off Gearbox, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I mean, what do you expect from these Nintendo Directs? They're always fucking boring.
I think it is Embracer, because if I remember correctly, that Square Enix sold Eidos to them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they sold Eidos to them.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there you go.
Been a while.
Man, Crystal Dynamics and Eidos aren't even the same people anymore.
Yeah, that's pretty sad.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
So, anyway, does anybody have any more thoughts on the Nintendo Direct?
I mean, it's nice the Super Mario RPG people are excited about. I'm laughing about F-Zero, though. Everybody was so hyped. Oh, get a new F-Zero. Nope. Was this what you asked for?
Are you sure?
Yeah,
it's like
that.
It's like that Metroid game that wasn't a Metroid game they made years ago. I forgot what it was. It was like a multiplayer game they made.
Yeah, I remember. The Hunters?
Metroid Hunters or something like that. Yeah, and it was like, it's kind of like that. Like, hey, we want a Metroid. We got this for you. Oh, no, this is not what we want. Not this way.
Yeah, but they got season 72 of Mario Kart 8.
Oh, yeah. Yay. There you go.
They're getting a lot of life out of that old-ass Wii U game.
It's amazing. I didn't see the reaction, but I'm pretty sure the Nintendo fanboys were like, oh, my God, the best Nintendo ever.
What other character can they add to it? Are they going to put Kyle Hyde from Hotel Dusk in there? Like, everybody who could ever be in that game is in it.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the other Direct, which is State of Play. This one people were rumored and that it was coming, so I guess it wasn't too much of a surprise.
No, they announced it late yesterday. It's weird.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's like, no, but I mean, even before that, on the last episode, we were asked about a State of Play. Remember? And we were like, yo, what are you going to show? Bunch of third-party shit.
Somewhat.
Taylor wrote this article. Cool. We had Taylor. We got to get Taylor Lyles back on Throwdown. It's been a while. All right. So I'm going to go again. If I miss anything, blame it on IGN. Don't blame it on Taylor, though. Blame it on IGN.
Blame it on Taylor.
Taylor's family, you know?
Family.
Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is out on February 29th, 2024. Give me that game.
Skip to the chase on that one. That was like later in the show. All right. So, it's.
Again, I'm just reading this. Yeah.
We finally get a release date, and we finally get a better idea of what is going to be in this Final Fantasy. This game seems to be way bigger than that last one. It looks like it's got the gold saucer stuff. Literally, from the first town in Final Fantasy VII, well, a second town, the first town that you go to, all the way to the cannon at the end with the Emerald Weapon. So You get Gold Saucer. You get all that stuff. You get Vincent. You get all that stuff in between. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it is like actually current gen. It's not tethered to, you know, last gen. So that's good. Maybe that's why they have a
bunch of shit. And they say two discs, by the way.
All right, I'm listening to the crowd right now. We'll come back to Final Fantasy. I'm going to read this off the PlayStation blog because apparently they have it in order. You guys want me to read these in order? So we will do that.
We'll do that.
I aim to please. Okay, so the first game they actually showed here was Baby Steps. What in the fuck is that?
What? Okay, I'm going to say this. This is possibly the stupidest way to start off one of these.
This is what kicked off the show?
Yes, it's literally, it looks like you control him with the R and L button. Like, you know, the
what is
the
this thing. Trash?
And he like walks like stupid. It almost feels like the game was made by the guys who made Octodad. It's about that weird.
Hold on, it's like fucking placing blocks age gating me. I've been here before, motherfucker.
So yeah, so it's
what is
it's
this?
It's an odd one to start off the show.
This is how they kick off. What the fuck is this?
Yeah,
shit?
Everybody like it like okay. Number one, you have this sexy, like crazy, like supposedly powerful console, and that game looks like it should be on a PlayStation.
What 2. The hell am I looking at right now? What the fuck? This is how you kick off the show?
It's almost as bad as starting the show off with Goat Simulator.
Why is this guy's just trying to go up a hill and he's failing? How is this compelling? How is this going to get you to buy a PlayStation 5?
It's really like, it's such a weird way to start.
This is still going. He's trying to go up that same little hill.
Yeah, he keeps falling over. Like, you got to, like, balance him and then you got to use, it looks like you used R and L button to get him to walk.
What the fuck?
Again, it's like, I feel like it's a lot like Octodad, where like you control the different parts of them.
Yeah. Wow. What the fuck is this shit?
Why is
this trailer still going? Why is it 2.5 minutes?
It's a game.
And this is what you kick the show off with.
Yep. That's exactly what they kick.
Why is
the
that
show
guy's ass
with?
So big?
I don't know. Cause he's fat.
What the fuck? Okay. All right. Sony. I don't know what's going on here.
And then they begin it off with that, and they have, I guess, a new person over at Sony. I can't remember her name, but she's supposedly like, you know, worldwide relations or something like that. And they're always saying that they're looking for new experiences. So that was one of them.
I don't want that experience.
Well, I mean, you know, it's probably going to be a very cheap game. They better not be charging $70 for that thing.
Probably not, but it's like, but again, it's like, this is what you start to show off with.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
Yeah. All right. Next up here, we got the Ghostbusters.
They have a knack for this.
Yeah. What's up? Yeah.
GTA. Remember GTA?
Yeah. Start it off with an old ass game.
Yeah. Well, and this one is All right. Anyway, Ghostbusters: Rise of the Ghost Lord. VR, it looks like.
This is them essentially attempting to say, hey, yeah, we do still have that VR device that we released not long ago that nobody bought.
Yeah. Okay, so VR game, who cares?
Yeah, it's a VR game.
Yeah.
Multiplayer VR game.
Let's get, here we go. Resident Evil 4 Separate Ways DLC.
Yeah, this is the finally you get to get the Ada Wong stuff. So, you know, you get to hear boring Ada Wong.
Bored Ada Wong, yeah.
Boring Wong. But, you know, it's always nice to see that stuff. So it's going to be cool to see kind of a nice HD version of whatever, the Separate Way stuff.
That's cool. Resident Evil 4 VR mode, okay.
Yeah, another one. You know, they've talked about this one for before, so it's like, okay, yeah, we're gonna put just like the original Resident Evil 4. They're gonna throw it on everything you can possibly throw it on. Isn't that also on the? It's on the new Apple iPhone as well, the iPhone 15.
That was
one of the ones. Yeah,
they're putting a bunch of stuff. Like Village is gonna
be on there.
Village is gonna be on there.
Apparently, it's only 30 frames a second though. So.
Yeah, and so is Death Stranding. Apparently.
Death Stranding, Assassin's Creed Mirage, which I played. Talk about that later.
Okay.
Got my hands-on preview went up earlier this week. All right, next up we got Avatar: Frontiers of Pandora. We're still talking about this game.
So more, you know. Look at this trailer. Okay, it doesn't look horrible.
No, it looks not very nice.
But at the same time, it's like, did the last Avatar game do anything?
I don't think so.
I don't think anybody bought it. I think everybody's like, yeah, it's a decent game, but I don't care about Avatar that much to play it.
Yeah.
But now you're, but this one is like a first person game, and you sort of, essentially it's glorified Navi training mode.
Is this VR too?
No, it's not. It's just first person.
That's stupid. I want to see the Navi.
Exactly. That is exactly what one of my coworkers said. They're like, why are we, you know, like with all the stuff that you can, the crazy stuff that you can put on your Navi, right? Why wouldn't you want to see what they look like?
Yeah, that's dumb.
The only time you can see what they look like is when they're like on like horses, you know, their horses or their those flying things. I can't remember what the hell those things are called.
Yeah,
pterodactyl. Yeah. I'll call them a pterodactyl.
Yeah. Oh, there's a third. They showed a brief third person mode.
Yeah, it's oh, only no, when they're on the.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, they're getting on the pterodactyl or something.
No, it wasn't that. I saw one running. It was probably a partner or something.
Yeah,
there's a pterodactyl. That's stupid. I'm like, if I'm a Navi, I want to see myself doing cool Navi shit.
Yeah.
You know? That's stupid. But, all right, enough of that. Ghost Runner 2. Ghost Runner 1 was kind of interesting. So that's cool. It's getting
yeah, it's one. Essentially, you know, it's
see, this game makes sense in first person. Yeah.
Cyborg Ninja game. Yeah, that's that one.
Cyberpunk Cyborg Ninja. There you go.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff. That was one of the games I demoed on the, or at least the first one I first demoed the ROG Ally, you know. It's like, oh, this is fat. This thing's smooth. What is it? Deep Earth Collection. Oh, shit. The fuck is that?
Earth Collection. That one I am blanking on.
I'm watching it now. It seems like it's just PlayStation plates or something.
Oh, yeah, so it's the red, blue, and white controllers and plates.
Why is it called Deep Earth?
I don't know, because it's like fire, water, and then, you know, air, I guess. I don't know,
red, white, blue, it'd be some America, man.
I mean, yeah, it looks like it's red, white, blue, but I think the one that's supposed to be looks like white is like a silver color.
Yeah. Oh, it's like ice. Okay, yeah, it's like red is like lava, blue is like ocean, and then white is ice, even though I'm like, I don't know. But I'm like, you already have water with the ocean.
Yeah, man.
I don't know. Stupid. Helldivers 2, The Revenge.
I vaguely remember the first game. Yeah, I remember Helldivers, but this one's, was it a multiplayer game?
Yep. It was like a isometric.
This feels a lot like Destiny almost.
So Brian, hold on, I'm confused because you're right. I do remember the first one. It was isometric, and this one's like first person now.
Mm-hmm.
It's third person.
Yeah, I think they just had third person, yeah. Budget to actually make it third person this time. So
makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So there you go. Spider-Man 2, expanded Marvel's New York. Okay, so what's this about? They're showing off New York.
It's pretty much Long Island City, Astoria, nice. And the edge of Flushing. The edge of Flushing, because Flushing's stupidly huge. And then it's for Brooklyn. It's
got Flushing
like
Metal Park.
Yeah, maybe a portion of it. But not like it doesn't reach that far. If you look in the trailer, they show you the map. It's literally Long Island City and maybe a little bit over into Flushing.
Yeah,
to get Peter Parker's house. Maybe you can go visit Aunt May or something.
Okay, I'm looking at the map now. Okay, so there's Long Island City. Okay, that's where I live now.
And Astoria above.
Yeah, Astoria. Yeah,
and then to the right, it looks very close to Flushing.
But the thing is, like, I mean, obviously, this map is not one to one because would be like Maspeth, you know, going.
Yeah,
yeah.
But they're essentially, you know, they're not saying Maspeth exists, and it's just Flushing because that's where Spider-Man's from.
Yeah.
And then I'm guessing Brooklyn is going to be Williamsburg, Park Slope, and
Dumbo.
And Dumbo, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you already know my thought. I'm already sold on this fucking game. Give me this shit. It was fucking awesome.
I mean, it looks cool. We'll see what they do. Apparently, there's a bunch of they advertise. There's quite a bit of characters that have never been seen in a Spider-Man game. So we're good to see something. Maybe they'll do the chameleon.
Yeah, seems like he was moving through the city a little faster. Maybe Mark Cerny's thing came true. You know?
Oh yeah, you can go at super speeds. They have a new way of doing fast travel, and you can switch between Miles and Peter. you know, pretty much on the fly. And obviously, both Miles and Peter have specific things that you can do for both of them.
There's Venom. Cool stuff. There's
Venom.
I like how they had that as like a point. You're like, oh yeah, you can like seamlessly switch between these characters because of the powered PS5.
I'm like, you did that in Grand Theft Auto.
I was like, we did that in GTA 5 on the PS3 days. Like, and that was three people, not even two. So what are you even talking about, mate?
Yeah, right. So Brian, what do you think? I know you're a big Venom fan.
So the only part that was interesting was Venom. Everything else was kind of like, don't care. Oh yeah, Doc Ock, don't care. Oh yeah, it's Spider-Man, don't care. Oh, it's Miles Morales, don't care. It's like, I don't care about any of these characters. There's only one person I care about, and he was in there for like half a second. So I was like, eh.
Really, and the whole thing was just, look at that.
And the one thing that kind of weirded me out was they had mentioned that it was going to be focusing on third parties and indies, and then I seen Spider-Man, and I was like, so you really have nothing to show if you're showing Spider-Man.
Yeah, because, that's a weird...
They had, like, third parties and indies that were there to be shown, then they would show them. But no, they have nothing, so hence they're showing Spider-Man.
It's an interesting one that they showed Spider-Man in there, because, like, then obviously if you went to PlayStation's, you know, YouTube, you see a bunch of other trailers that were dumped on there. So my guess is they probably looked at what they had and they're like, yeah, we're probably going to just dump a lot of this and keep it to choice cuts.
Man, I'm going to have so much fun playing this fucking game. I can't wait.
Oh, man.
Don't even remind
me about this shit.
You're not going to be around, are you, Carlos?
You could be like...
I'm going to have like 3 days to play it, much.
Oh, man.
Gonna be like Spider-Man.
Yeah, having Carlos, you take vacation on the worst times, man. I swear.
Nah, man. The time doesn't wait for nobody. Carlos got to live.
You could have taken a vacation during summer when no games were coming out. You know
that, or his vacations are harbingers of good games.
That is also true.
That's the sign of a good game.
You know what? All right, so let's do that. Like, it's happened already two times in a row where Carlos has taken a big
vacation.
Three times in a row.
So, you know, you're 3-for-3, so usually that means it's...
No, 4.
Wait, whoa.
Damn.
Whoa.
All right, let's go through the timeline.
Yeah, We're doing it live.
We're doing it live. This year it's Spider-Man 2. We're assuming it's a good game. Last year was Elden Ring.
Yep.
Before that was a pandemic. I don't think I went anywhere. And then it was Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah.
And then it was Death Stranding.
Yeah,
I don't know if people consider Death Stranding good, but
well, do you count the Division because you also on vacation, Carlos? Yeah,
oh, Division 2 is another one.
That's Carlos. What the fuck,
Carlos? You are the lucky charm. So okay, take a vacation around the summer and see what happens
when there's nothing.
Nothing's coming out exactly.
But then what will happen if because Carlos is the lucky charm, something will come out.
Yeah, that's true. That's
cool. We'll test it out.
Yeah. Wait. Okay. Remember, I'm seeing this shit for the first time. Tales of Arise Beyond the Dawn. Is this the DLC or a new game?
DLC.
Ooh, I love that game. Tales of Arise is fucking awesome. I'm already sold. I don't even need to click on this trailer. I will click on a trailer, but I don't need to. I'm sold. Give me that. I didn't know that's fucking awesome. Look at that. Something to be genuinely excited about. Because you already know I'm excited for Spider-Man. It doesn't need to be given any more love. It's already there. Ooh, that's cool. I didn't know they were making a DLC for this shit.
I don't think anyone knew.
Yeah, oh shit. I guess everybody was caught off guard. I genuinely enjoyed this game, man. Like when I played, I was like, this is why I like RPGs, man. This is good stuff. Okay. I mean, I'll find out more about this on my own time. Like, does it take place after the ending?
Right.
Like, you know, I'm going to guess it happened during the game itself. Because I'm like, some of these characters aren't around after the end.
You know?
Cool. But we'll see. Good stuff. Honkai Star Rail. I feel like we've talked about this before.
Yeah, it's by the same people that made Genshin Impact.
Okay, fuck it.
But this one's a turn-based RPG as opposed to Genshin.
We did talk about like this before.
Yeah.
Hoyoverse. I mean, it looks nice just like Genshin Impact, but... Yeah. Is this going to be another gacha game?
I don't know.
Probably.
Yeah, that's high probability.
Yeah. Foam Stars. Remember this shit?
Oh.
No, that's a Square Enix game.
Square Enix. Yeah.
I'm gonna say this, like, for some reason, man, that game has gotten a lot of attention. I remember
Richard Bailey's favorite game of the year.
it's definitely the favorite game of the generation.
Yeah, weren't they hyping this game up too and shit? Like, fucking
hip hop was hyping it.
Hey yo. No, but I remember, like, there were I saw some reports. They were like, this game is good. I wasn't expecting, like, people were surprised it's good.
A lot of people are saying it's better than it has any right to be.
Yeah, that's the general consensus. But I'm like, this just looks like fucking Splatoon for PlayStation. So,
yeah,
it's
Splatoon with, like, you know, with without little chibi characters in it. But, you know, apparently people seem to like it.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Stupid. And then there it is, Final Fantasy VII. Save the best for last. So Manny, what were you saying, that it's like bigger and stuff?
Game is on shipping on two discs.
Excuse me?
Well, that's at least what they said on the thing. Oh, and shit. The other crazy thing is
it's getting kind of hectic.
If you look at the trailer and you know Final Fantasy as a lot of us know. Okay, so obviously the first town after Midgard is in there, but this game looks like it stretches from that town, the cave, you know, the big plains over there, you know, Cloud's town, the Gold Saucer, yeah. Vincent's in it. I'm sure Cosmo Canyon's in there, and all the way over to the giant cannon that shoots
the giant. This looks at the fucking emerald weapon.
So yeah, I don't. That game looks huge.
Yeah, that's good.
And it looks like they have the dumb mini games a lot of the dumb mini games that Riku is a fan of. you know, like the one, you know, the one where, like, you finally get to the cannon area and you got to do
the black chocobo.
You got to do the marching the right way.
Yeah.
I'm guessing the chocobo farm is in this.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm seeing it.
That'll be the first thing I do.
Yeah, that chocobo farm. You get that black chocobo.
Yeah, they have the chocobo racing. They have, like, where you can play the motorcycle part the first game in it. And there's, like, a weird little fighting game, it looks like, with the original, like, models from the first Final Fantasy.
So this looks fucking awesome, man.
Yeah, Kate Sith is in it. It looks like what's his face is actually playable now, Red 13.
Yeah.
Because as I remember, he wasn't playable before. Yep.
He was in the DLC, so yeah. Oh, shit.
So, yeah, I suspect that it's probably you're not...
Is that Odin?
Odin. You see Alexander.
Nice.
So that means the ice area is in it. So you may have the part where Cloud goes crazy.
The red saucer.
As well.
Yeah, there's the chocobo race, Manny. There's like a blocky fighting game. Oh, yeah, blocky fighting game. Man, this looks so fucking good.
Yeah, they look like they have Casa de Sol, you know, the...
Yeah.
They look like they have that. So it's a lot of the game. So I don't know what's going to happen after this, because they're saying there's another game.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a trilogy.
It's a trilogy.
But yeah, this game looks significantly... Well, not significant, but it looks better than the first one. And this is a PS5 only game, right?
Yes, it is.
Officially, it's an exclusive right now.
Yeah. It's going to be exclusive for a while. One thing that I find interesting is because... You know, when you finish the first one, right, the first Final Fantasy remake or whatever, like, it kind of left at you, it basically lets you go in like, okay, what is actually going to happen now? Because it was very different than, you know, Final Fantasy VII. But I'm watching this trailer, I'm like, oh, I recognize a lot of this shit, you know?
There is a lot of things, but there's also some different things. Like those hooded guys, those guys are apparently soldiers that are all fucked up. From, you know, all the stuff that happened. And there's that doctor. I don't see Cid in this. So take that how you will.
Yeah, that's a good point. The chat, they're saying, like, I hope the third part of this game doesn't come out on PS6.
I don't know.
At this point, it might.
Know.
You know, because we're already halfway through this generation, you know.
How many years has it been since the first one?
Three, because the first one came out 2000 during the pandemic.
Okay, so yeah, that's not too bad. If it's like 3 years between
end of this generation, it could theoretically come out.
Yeah, you should get the last one. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right. 3 years. It's actually not too bad.
That's not too bad between them. I mean, to be honest, I'm sure they just haven't stopped developing. It's just like, all right,
just keep it going.
What's the release date for this one?
It was
February next year.
Yeah, February 29th or something like that.
So close to 4 years, actually.
Oh, 4 years. Yeah, right. You're right.
And the other one also released in the winter as well, didn't it?
Yes.
It came out in April.
April, yeah.
Oh, okay.
This one comes out like a week after my birthday.
So does that mean somebody needs to get you one? Oh, wait, no.
I'm going to get a review code. I'm going to get a review code. You already know.
I'm going to be on a trip. You already know.
Hey, I have Carlos. He's already be coming over to New York again, you know?
This is the game.
You will be on a trip. It's going to happen. So state of play.
I have a quick question about the Final Fantasy games.
Yes.
How is the save game going to work? Like, is it going to transfer? Because, again, it's a continuation, in quotes, right, of the first one. So is it going to be like a save game transfer or what?
But there aren't any decisions that need to be brought. It's not like Mass Effect, you know what I mean?
Well, no.
But your gear and stuff.
Yeah, your gear and all your stuff. Unless they do a
reset. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's a good question, Brian, actually, as you mentioned it.
Yeah,
your gear, your power. Yeah, you're right. I don't know.
I don't know. They got to have something.
Like your materia and shit. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just looking at the chat now. Flop stars. go ahead, Carlos. What are you saying?
Yeah, I guess that's a good question from Brian, because this game is kind of pitched like it's part of the same game, like the same experience. It's just divided into three parts. It's not like a usual trilogy.
And there's another weird one. They call it the Final Fantasy 2-pack, where the digital 2-pack, where essentially you can buy both of them together. So
that's cool.
Does that mean that there's some sort of a rollover? And the Yuffie section, was there any rollover on that? I guess she wasn't in it.
Right? She was in the DLC.
Yeah.
February 29th. So I guess it's a leap year. Cool.
Oh, there we go. All the stars are aligning.
Right. Cool. I mean, aside from that stupid opening, this state of play doesn't seem terrible.
No, it's sort of, to be honest, it didn't wear out its welcome.
Yeah, it seems like a good mix of stuff.
They gave you they started you off with some trash, and then it sort of worked its way up.
Yeah, like to be honest, if you would have
cut no that surprises.
In, yeah, like they should. I think they should have started Resident Evil to really like get people hyped. You know.
Maybe they wanted to get away from the snorer middle section.
Yeah. Right. Or
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Dino High section.
Like get rid of
the Dino High section.
Dino High section. Yeah. Did that game even come out yet? Volcano High.
I feel like it gets announced every year.
Did it? Because Brian, remember that was like supposed to be a launch game.
I thought it came out in this month somewhere. Let me check.
Yeah, please do. Volcano High. Yeah, Brian's on it. All right. So yeah, state of play. All right. Not bad. Yeah, Final Fantasy. Tales of Arise. Those are my two highlights right there. Good stuff.
All right. Came out.
It's Spider-Man, of course. Yeah. When did it come out?
Came out end of August. Okay. Or 29th of August. Yeah, so sure. Very recently.
Yeah. That definitely made an impact in the industry when it dropped, apparently. So much that we forgot, you know? Good stuff. All right. Now let's switch gears completely.
I noticed that Sony thing omitted.
Sony!
They omitted the fact that Roblox is finally being put on there, but nobody cares.
Yeah, nobody cares. It's,
kids care about it.
Yeah, I know. My nephew loves that shit. Roblox is crazy. All right, and like I said, tonight's show is going to be a little shorter because I got shit to do tomorrow. Got an event, but I can't talk about that yet. It is gaming related, actually, but I'll be able to kind of speak on it when I can, when the embargo lifts. But I can't even tell you when that lifts. All right, anyway, we gotta talk about Unity. Drama in the industry.
Man,
all right, Manny Phillipson, what's going on with Unity, man?
So essentially Unity did a rejiggering of their how they offer their engine, right? So first off, now they've gotten rid of one of the tiers where not like a you can actually you had to do something in order to use the engine, like for free. So now there's no real bars on it. They all have it based off of if you do use it, they base it off of on sales. So in other words, if you make a game that makes over a certain amount of money on there, then you start having to pay. But the big news on here is the fact that Unity essentially has what the developers have been calling Unity tax. So essentially, if you make a certain amount of money, I can't remember the amount. Maybe you guys, whoever read this, can be more explicit about it. But essentially, if you're making a certain amount of money, and they base the amount of money that they charge off of your title, off of how many installs that have been done.
Yeah.
So depending. Okay.
No, I'm just going to read this real quick. This is from PC World. Mm-hmm. Starting January 1st, 2024, all games that use the Unity engine will be charged 20 cents for each game installation once it hits a threshold of 200,000 downloads and $200,000 in revenue. A lower charge and a higher starting threshold, 1 million in sales and 1 million installations, will be offered for higher tiers of Unity subscribers starting at around $2,000 a year. So there you go. There's the numbers.
One thing about Unity is that one of the reasons why a lot of independent developers used to like to use Unity is because they weren't, their overhead was not nearly as bad as something like Unreal. Because Unreal, for if you want to use it as an enthusiast, you can use it for free. But if you want to use it to develop games, they can really hit you hard. So that's why a lot of people have been using Unity. Also, Unity uses a more common code base than Unreal does. And there's also it's a lot more difficult to get Unity to do things, but it's conducive to a lot of common programming. That's at least why a lot of people tend to use it. So, but now it's like pricing and ease of use to get for programming. Now they're putting all these sort of gates all over everything. I'll tell you one thing about Unity is like a lot of developers have been saying ever since they've gone public, they've been sort of doing sort of morose stuff like this, where like they would go to one of their events, you know, to like, hey, to show, they would show you, because you know, Unity also owns Weta Digital, right? And a lot of people have been wondering when the Weta Digital stuff is going to be coming over to, you know, APIs are going to be coming over to Unity. So they would do a lot of these sorts of events like, hey, you can do this. And, you know, if you want to get support, you have to pay this. If you want to get this, going to visit Unity is a lot like going to a sales pitch rather than an actual support system, which is unfortunate for a lot of developers don't really care for that part of it. But it seems like their sales pitches don't seem to be working with people, so they're being a little bit more aggressive, you know, for their investors.
Uh-oh. Yeah. And then, so here's a quote from Brandon Sheffield. He's from Necrosoft. He's Necrosoft's game director. He said, if you're starting a new game project, this is kind of like how other developers feel right now. Manny, you could kind of attest to this. I know you know people in the industry. He says, and Manny, I want you to comment on this after I read it. If you're starting a new game project, do not use Unity. If you started a project 4 months ago, it's worth switching to something else. Unity is quite simply not a company to be trusted.
Yeah, that's fortunately. I mean, to be honest, I would for a lot of people that I know, they would probably say that even when they didn't put the Unity tax on everything. Oh, to be honest, they seem a bit shystery. But it's unfortunate. There's already a lot of companies that are already looking into moving engines. I think. Devolver Digital will not, it looks like they're not accepting games that are developed in it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, at least they sort of said something along those lines on there. A lot of people in the industry, obviously little bigger studios and obviously some smaller studios have really, you know, chimed in on this. There's a unanimous, yeah.
No, okay, Cult of the Lamb. We all know that game.
Yes.
Cult of the Lamb's official Twitter account told gamers to buy the title now because we're deleting it on January 1st.
Oh, yep. Shit.
Damn.
They're pulling. What they're doing is they're pulling it and they're going to essentially attempt to port it to another engine. Yeah, so they're not using Unity.
Yeah, and it seems everybody's on the developer side with this case.
Yeah, I posted something in the chat a couple days ago when I saw this break that these guys were going to have to pay like 50 cents or something per install. And that was crazy to me. But I can see why Devolver doesn't want to carry it, because if they change the terms of service when you're so locked into using Unity and stuff, your game, if you're 50% or more done, right, you're locked in. Therefore, they're going to hit you with this fee. Why wouldn't they hit publishers with the fee, too?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what they're going to do. They're going to be hitting the publishers for the fee.
So, yeah, if I was Devolver, like, no, don't use this shit. We're not gonna
they're not going to go for it.
Yeah, let me read this just for some context. Unity used to be the cheaper, simpler alternative to Epic's Unreal Engine, not to mention easier for smaller 2D projects and mobile games. But the industry isn't in the same place it was 10 years ago. Unreal's development tools have become more friendly for simpler and more basic games, and mobile hardware is powerful enough that it can run showpiece games like Fortnite. And Unreal 5's monetization scheme is much more palatable for smaller developers. It's completely free, up to $1 million in revenue, with no charges based on the number of installations. Epic has also attracted indie developers with sweetened sales splits on Epic Game Store. All right, so I guess
that's it. It's flipped.
Yeah,
it's flipped.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, the thing about it is it's still like Epic Game Store silliness. So, but you know, that's their catch on it.
Wasn't there like
but you don't have to just use it.
You
don't need to use, obviously you don't need to use Unreal to do the stuff, but there is one thing to know about Unreal. There's still as many studios that use it, there's actually, like, within the indie space, there's a serious lack of Unreal developers. So, because obviously all those guys who are running on, who want to do Unreal, they want to go to the big studios where Unreal can be, you know, used. So I think if you're a more well-known game creator, you could probably, you know, squeeze out a really cool deal with Epic and Unreal. But I think if you're like a little tiny studio that's just, you know, funding your stuff on your own, you're probably going to have a lot of thinking to do as to what the future is going to be like. It's unfortunate.
I think Epic has made Unreal, they've made it more, the incentives far more palatable for indie developers. Like, you don't have to think about multiplayer matchmaking or chat anymore. If you include the Epic Game Launcher stuff in your game, it takes care of all of that for you. You just need to embed it, right? So you have all these things that they're giving you. Plus, you have, if you use Unreal for game development, you get access to their like 3D libraries and all this stuff. Their code editor is much easier to use now, and people are making like indie like videos, like they're making movies in it. So Unity has picked a terrible time while Epic is trying to ingratiate themselves to a broader swath of developers and not just isolate themselves to bigger studios. Unity has gone in the exact opposite direction, and now they're like, hey, we have all these guys using our stuff, let's hit them with the fucking fee now, and what are they going to do about it, right? And it's a terrible
It's unfortunate.
So this is an update. Unity is walking back some aspects of the runtime fee amid escalating anger from developers. According to Axios, the fee will now only apply to the initial installation of game, and that developers are not on the hook for installations through Xbox Game Pass, with fees instead being passed to platform holders like Xbox. Demos will also not be affected unless they are part of a demo that includes the full game. Games offered in charity bundles will be exempt from fees. So there you go.
Yeah, that still doesn't sound any better.
It doesn't. Go ahead, Brian.
It doesn't sound much better.
It sounds slightly better, but then it's like saying, what's worse, like being set on fire or just being like, have your limbs cut off? It's like, they're both kind of bad, but
yeah, we won't see you on fire, but we're gonna cut your legs off.
Yeah. I can see a situation where platform holders, just like Devolver Digital, saying no, we don't want to owe any money to them for the engine that our developers are using. So
yeah, why wouldn't Microsoft now start encouraging people to use Unreal or another engine?
Yeah,
it'd be like, don't, you know, we don't want to pay this fee.
Yeah, exactly. And there's so many games that are developed in it. So,
so many games, and it was just it was just the short-sightedness of it all was what really got me. Because prior to this, it was like, okay, this includes multiple installs. So if you uninstall and reinstall, it's it was meant to be a fee, which is really dumb. We mean that if you, again, how often do you change your PC and like, okay, you know what, I like this game, I'll re-download it. Oh, that's a fee. Yeah. If you have a Steam Deck, that also counts as another fee, since another quote-unquote separate install. Oh, sorry, it would have counted as a separate install. Again, they've mentioned Game Pass in there. So prior to this, it was even including Game Pass stuff. So if you have Game Pass and you installed it, that would have counted as a fee. It's like, it's stupid. And this even extended to people that get that have these games fall off the back of a truck. They would also be charging for that as well. And I was like,
exactly.
How would you know that? And two, yeah, that's extremely dangerous, because how many times, tell me, have you heard of a company doing something dumb and then people and then gamers get angry at the company and want to hurt the company financially? They literally had a way to do that if that was the case. Like, hey, just go on the internet, go to some dodgy guy in a hat, you know, you download it and install it, you know, over and over again.
Yeah, and gamers
could definitely be easily abused. So obviously, again, and also I like to call Unity out on this one. Why the fuck are you doing announcements on fucking Twitter? Like, literally, where everybody found this out on was on Twitter. It wasn't on even any of the other official websites. What the fuck?
Wow.
What's wrong with you people? Anyway.
Just messed up. The whole thing is seriously just messed up. And the thing that also irks me is, for them to know that, they need to have some sort of software in there that
DRM
will be tracking this.
Oh, yeah,
and
sure.
That's, like, the weird part. It's like, okay, so you have stated that you'll be having some sort of software that will track this and be sending stats back to the server. Okay, let's just assume that what they're saying is all true and they have the best intentions, meaning that they'll just be doing just basic stuff. But we all know that they won't. Like, what else are they sending, like, in there that we don't know about?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Since they're sending whatever the hell that they want.
Also, this was also illegal in a lot of countries, too, to do something like this. Because if you're, let's say, you know, again, children's games, right, using Unity, right, what was it, YouTube ran into this, where they're essentially tracking, you know, essentially getting information, you know, tracking information on children. Fuck. And they had to, so what about that sort of situation? They obviously did not think about any of this. All they wanted to do was just screech some money out. Yeah. If they don't fix this, they can get sued fucking bad.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't think, they just thought like, profit margins.
That's all, yeah.
And it's like, Like Brian was saying, with, you know, they have the best of intentions. Who's to say they don't juice these numbers and send developers a gigantic bill? How would you confirm that? It's like you go off their installs versus yours, and they got the DRM, and they're like, well, we see this many installs. And it's like, no, that's not how many people are purchased the game. And then you got to fight with them.
Yeah, but no, like, yeah, I think the point Manny and Brian brought up about, like, gamers abusing this will absolutely happen. Like, fuck that game, you know? That's how we get them, you know? You're talking about people who literally made... The one guy made 600 fake accounts on Metacritic to dunk on Starfield. You think they wouldn't do some, like, crazy shit with this, too? Come on now. You know how these motherfuckers are. Man, what a bad idea, you know? But, you know...
Yeah, not cool.
Anytime something in the video game industry has Unity on it, it's usually not a good idea.
Yeah. Unity, you know? Oh,
and
man.
And by the way, guess who's the CEO of Unity?
I was just about to check, because I heard that as a thing, and I was like, no, it can't be him.
Wait, who?
Carlos, tell him.
Who is it?
Wait, who?
It's not Phil Harrison, Brian, if that's who you're thinking.
No, I heard the name. I just thought, like, no, it can't be him, because, again, I know who it is. Well, I've been told who it is, but I didn't believe it, because I thought, no, this seems way too, like, it seems way too kind of obvious, but not quite. So I was like, no.
It's one of the usual suspects. It's former CEO of EA, John Riccitiello.
Really? Oh wow.
Yep. So he went to Unity and pretty much doing the same kind of business practices they do in EA. By the way, there is some shady shit that I heard about. I don't know if you guys talked about this. He sold freaking stock of Unity before all this happened.
I saw that in here. Yeah.
Man. Oh, God, we have insider trading loss.
Yep, he is the CEO. Mm. And that's why when I heard that, I was like, nah, it seems like someone's pulling my leg here. Like, the evil man is the helm of the ship that's doing the evil things. It's like, nah, that seems too obvious. Like,
this well, is evil man is evil.
Sounds like fake news.
It totally explains why all of their meetings and stuff ended up being like, sales pitches. He's just trying to squeeze some money out of people. Why the fuck did they get that guy in there, man? That's like getting Bobby Kotick to be the guy.
Shit. I don't know if this guy has any rape charges on him, though, but, oh, God, that's horrible. Yeah. All right. So, Unity, drama in the industry, you already know, man. All right, that's pretty much going to do it for us. Again, I need to keep it short, but I will say this real quick. I got to play Assassin's Creed Mirage, and I enjoyed it. It's back to basics Assassin's Creed. You know, the kind of Assassin's Creed we've been missing since Origins came out. You know, they just gotten bigger and bloated and shit. This one is just, all right, going back to the Middle East. You're going to be stalking motherfuckers, planning assassinations. Simple shit, you know? I mean, there's still some, like, modern stuff. Like, you still got skill trees and that type of nonsense. But it was back to basics, so I enjoyed what I played, you know? So be on the lookout for that. My full review will be up soon, because the game's dropping soon, you know? So I'm guessing I'll be able to get that review code eventually. But yeah, good stuff. Assassin's Creed Red, is that the samurai game? That should be cool, you know? And I can't talk about this yet. I could just confirm that I have played Cyberpunk Phantom Liberty. And that's all I can say about that. Stay tuned, not only for my review. Actually, let me just say what it is. Basically, the review we have of Cyberpunk on Tom's Guide was written when the game first came out. They gave it 2 out of 5, right? And we discussed it behind the scenes, and we're like, okay, Tony, you played this game when it first came out, and you played it after revamp, and you played Phantom Liberty, so I'm going to re-review the entire game, you know, for modern audiences. but jokes aside, it's like the game we have now is not the game we had, you know, at launch. So I'm like, I think I need to re-review this entire game. So I'm going to re-review the entire game and, you know, have a big section on Phantom Liberty itself, you know, so stay tuned for that. By the way, I'm not going to name any names, but I saw one reporter actually give his thoughts on the game. I'm like, you know, you're breaking embargo, guy. I'm like, what are you doing here? You're just supposed to confirm you have the fucking game. You can't tell anything. Let me not get into that. You know?
Man, you can't tell me that Idris Elba was in this game, man? You can't say that?
No, I can't give you any opinions. I can tell you. I can tell you facts. Like, this guy was literally like, oh, I think this. I think, like, the thing shouldn't be in there. What the fuck are you doing? Yeah. You know? My God. You know? And this is a journalist. It's not some sleazy fucking influencer. You know?
Yeah, he needs to stop that.
Yeah. Like, bro, what is you doing? You know?
What have you had?
PlayStation Online is free this weekend. Yeah, for those who already unsubscribed, like Adam, you know? Crazy stuff. All right, man, let's start wrapping up here. Do we have anything to plug around? Carlos, I'm looking at you.
Yeah, this weekend we are going to be reviewing the Daryl Dixon Show.
Daryl.
A Walking Dead spinoff show, episode 2. The season started last week. It was pretty good. Pretty good start. It's in France. Daryl Dixon, Walking Dead, you know, usual stuff. So, the show is called I Am Negan. It is on thecoalition.com. That's the Coalition with a K, or the Coalition's YouTube. And it's hosted by Adam, and myself, and Mr. Richard Bailey Jr., where we talk all things Walking Dead.
Logic wins.
Da nuke.
You know?
Is there a nuke this time? We don't know.
We don't know. It could be. You know, could happen. You got to stay tuned and find out.
I wrote D-U-R-L. Durl.
The Durl Show.
Durl Show.
Durl Dixon. Durl Curl.
Durl Curl. Curl, why?
all those people are gone now.
Fade away. Oh, man. All right. I just got reminded of this crazy. By the way, Carlos, you didn't have the Bebop Badoo. Very disappointed in you.
Shit.
Yeah. It's so right now I was explaining to one of my coworkers what Bebop Badoo is.
Oh, got to indoctrinate everyone into the raza.
Yeah. No, man. I was just thinking like this year. Okay. So in for Dominicans, I can't even say Spanish for Dominicans, right? When you say T-shirt, you say porocher, right? It was just this year that I put two and two together. Polo shirt. We do this all the time. We take, like, it's not just the name of the thing. We ask to have the brand on top of it, too. You know? Like Bebop Badoo Vicks Vapor Rub, you know? You know?
By the way, it's just you guys that do that.
Yeah, no, that's why I said Dominicans. I didn't say
that. Carlos,
that's why I was very specific about that, you know? Or the other one that fucked me. But again, this wasn't someone told me. I put two and together. I'm like, oh my God, right? Okay, so we have basically beef stew, right? We call it bite. I thought about it. That's beef steak, isn't it? Fucking Dominicans, man.
Gong gong.
Gong gong. That's just the sound of shit makes. You
that's
know?
The sound of the cup. The
See, at least Puerto Ricans have right bagao. Bagao means sticky. That sticky. Yeah. That's the rice that sticks to the bottom of the thing. That makes sense. Gong gong. What the fuck is that's not a word. You know, it's just the sound that the metal spoon makes on the metal fucking pan. You know.
Yeah.
Dominicans, man. I swear. You know. And, and then Carlos, you know, our favorite, right? Eso arriba gozo Nike.
Eso arriba gozo Nike.
Ese es mi favorito, primo. Tiene que complacerlo. Yo, they're fucking laughing at him and shit.
The fucking radio, man, they're just fucking laughing the shit out of him. That's a classic, man. That's never going to die.
Mira, ese canto, esos son primos, son primos con son Nike. Son primos con son Nike. Espera, hermano, this is the rhythm of the night. Sí, ese, ese.
There's another, have you heard of the other one?
Oh, good.
One where there's like, they're asking like, I want you to play Agua en el Hoyo. And it's like, Agua en el Hoyo. And he's like, is it this one? And it's fucking Bob Marley. I want to love ya. I want to know it,
yo, when you play me that shit, man, 2 seconds, like, fucking Dominicans, I already know where this is going. You know? Because you know it's going to be some dumb motherfuckers, you know? Oh, man. Anyway, we're out of here, man. Thank you guys for bearing with us for a little bit of a shorter show, but your boys got to do some stuff, you know? But you will hear about it soon, you know? It is game season, people. I'll say that. Anyway, make sure you follow through on Twitch and Twitter. Join the Discord with the conversations. The rumors are always popping. And as always, to the Discord crew, you know, shout out to you guys for always giving us news. Also, but not to go off topic, right? This week proved to me that everybody in the Discord is not an Apple fan. Not an Apple fan. Because during the Apple event, like literally 2 minutes into the shit, my fucking name comes up. Tim Cook, Tom's guy, right? Nobody in the chat said shit. Tony, congrats. Like, my DMs were blowing up. Nobody in the Discord saying
someone
anything.
Someone did.
I didn't see it, you know?
I think it was it Logic? Let me know. Logic Wins. Was it you? Someone did give
but
a shout out.
Yeah, but I'm like, okay, yeah, you guys are Android guys, aren't you? You know?
Yeah, probably.
That was kind of cool. It's like, but the funny thing is like, just real quick. So it's 1 o'clock. I'm watching the event, you know, with the rest of my team and shit, but I'm watching it on YouTube and it's on a bit of a delay, right? So in the Slack room, my boss and a couple other writers who are there live, they're going fucking crazy. Like, Tony, your fucking name. Like, it's on the screen. You know, I'm like, what are you talking about? And then, like, my DM's blowing up and shit. And then I see it on the screen, you know? Yo, they named your boy before MKBHD, man. You know? So that's pretty, and it wasn't like a barrage of like journalist name. It was just two dudes, and that's it. I'm like, that's fucking dope. And I came before MKBHD. I'm getting high fives in the office and shit, you know. So yeah, pretty interesting stuff. But you know, in my usual manner, I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool, you know. Everybody was going crazy.
I mean, it means you're doing a good job. If Tim Cook is just shouting you out, man.
Yeah, man. So good stuff, you know. Anyway, continuing. Make sure you follow.
You're like, yo, Tim, you're gonna send me that new iPhone, aren't you?
Yeah. Nah, man, they got me on the hook, you know? Oh, yeah. Oh, the new iPhone, I'm buying that shit. USB-C. You know, because it's funny, Carlos. I said, all right, I'm going to stick with this iPhone 13 until one of two things happen. Either they stop doing updates for the shit or USB-C charging. There you go. There you go. I got to stick with it. I said it, and I got to go through what I said, man.
I may end up having to go that direction because my 6 is going to be, they're not going to be updating it real soon, so. The decision is coming.
Man, are you gonna get the SE?
I might get the SE. I hear there's rumors of an SE like update that's happening, but they're saying like 2025, which I gotta wait that fucking long.
But yeah,
I mean, I could get the SE. I could also get the new one because I did some measurements. I'm got my little ruler here, and I was like, see how it big the. Apparently, the new one is not that much bigger than this. It's only slightly longer. The new 15.
Yeah.
Yeah, the new 15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a little longer.
Is it at the same size that the 13 and 14 were, Carlos? Like the 15 is not that much bigger. Yeah, they're the same size.
Yeah, I think they're the same size.
Yeah, but yeah, something worth considering. Anyway, this isn't the tech throwdown.
This isn't the phone down.
The phone down, yeah. Anyway, throwdown, we're on every podcast app, throwdown show, two words, throwdown show. Throwdownshow.com to listen to past episodes. And if you have been watching us on YouTube and enjoyed the videos, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell to be notified of when our premieres go live. Links to everything down below. Once again, I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time, and Elo ain't making your texts turn green.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Brett Murdoch.
Deuces.
Hey, Brett, you've been playing Starfield this whole time, haven't you?
Nah, man, I've been doing housework.
Oh,
so okay. I can get to playing Starfield as soon as we're done.
I like it, man. And of course, Brian Majoma.
I have been playing Starfield this whole time.
Good man.
Oh,
good
by
man.
The way, quick Starfield thing. Brian and Brett, you guys, you'll understand. On my PC, the freaking the shipbuilding thing is pretty robust, right? The thing where you build ships. I spent 3 freaking hours just figuring out how to get a thing that works, right? It turns out I don't have the freaking rank for to build a ship, and it went all down the freaking drain.
Oh yeah,
but yeah, that ran over.
That sucks.
I'm looking at the map.
You could be a space pirate.
I'm gonna make a mental note to spec into spaceship.
Mm-hmm. There's like a way to cheese it. I'll tell you afterwards.
Uh-oh.
I'm looking at the Spider-Man map. I'm kind of upset there's more Brooklyn than there is of Queens.
I know, man.
That bothers me.
Queens is bigger, right?
Queens is the biggest borough, man.
Yo, man, Queens the
motherfuckers don't recognize that. Yeah, go ahead, man.
Yo, man, Queens the most diverse borough in New York City, and they only get half of what Brooklyn got? Come on, man. And
Queens got the best Mexican food, too?
Yeah, you know.
Come on, man.
Yo, man, you can get anything in Queens. You can get Korean food, Mexican food, Chinese food.
Yeah.
White people food.
Yeah. To be fair, you could get that in Brooklyn, too. even though Brooklyn sucks, but they get a good food, too. You know? Oh, man.
We got the World Fair.
Yeah, we do got the World Fair. Fuck Brooklyn, you know? I'm from Queens, man. You got to perpetually hate on Brooklyn.
We got our own baseball team.
Yeah. What you motherfuckers? They ain't got nothing, you know?
They got nothing.
Yeah. Is the Coney Island team, you know?
No, that's just the Mets.
It is just the Mets, isn't it?
The Cyclones is where the Mets train. It's a minor league Mets, so that's what they get.
We get the real team.
Get the real Mets.
Yeah. All right, people, we will. And you know, even Spider-Man ain't going up to the fucking Bronx. That's why they started the game. He's like, no, it's too much.
Bronx in the game.
All right, people, we will see you on Sunday, man. Later.
Peace. Later.